Rule number 5. Friends and queens don't let each other get beaten up. Except it totally didn't. What happened instead was all the kids in Mrs. Hunter's class, out in the audience in the gym, led by Rosemary, were totally making me super nervous every time I got a word by chanting my name like I was a football player or something. They kept going, "Allie, Allie." And that wasn't actually helping. That was actually doing the opposite of helping. It was making me more nervous. Like, it was making my hands start to sweat and making me want to go out into the hallway to get a drink of water. Only you couldn't go out into the hallway to get a drink of water, because this was the 4th grade spelling bee, and it was serious. Our class had to win, or we'd be completely humiliated. Also, Rosemary Dawkins might kill me. But all I could think about was that at this very moment, Lady Serena Archibald might actually be dying. Really, literally dying. And I didn't even know it. I was at school in a stupid spelling bee. What did knowing how to spell words even matter? When I was a grown-up, I would have a computer at my job like my mom and dad anyway, and that computer would have a spell checker on it. So why did I even need to know how to spell? Plus, I want to be a veterinarian, like the one who is hopefully saving Lady Serena's life right now. How did knowing how to spell help you to be a better veterinarian? It was right then that Mrs. Danielson said, "Allie, are you ready?" And I realized it was my turn again. I couldn't believe it. Already? It felt like it had just been my turn. Hadn't I spelled anarchy? I was so tired from getting no sleep, from staying up all night worrying, plus from telling ghost stories for hours the night before. But just like last time, Rosemary was leading all the boys who sat in the last row with her in Mrs. Hunter's class and chiming, "Allie, Allie." The whole class, I knew, was counting on me. Me, the new girl. I couldn't let them down. "Allie," Mrs. Danielson said, "your word is doctor. Doctor." I wiped my sweat-soaked hands on my jeans, feeling relieved. Doctor, that was easy. "Doctor," I said. D-O-C-T. Wait a minute. Was it E-R? Or O-R? I couldn't remember. I was so tired. Doctor or doctor? They both sounded right. Which was it? It had to be E-R, because that's where doctors work. In an E-R. E-R stands for emergency room. So it had to be D-O-C-T-E-R. I glanced over at Caroline for support in the audience. But she wasn't there anymore. She had been let out to go to the nurse's office. Maybe they'd have to take her to the ER. It had to be ER. It just had to. ER, I finished. "That is incorrect," Mrs. Danielson said.
What? Oh, no.
Mrs. Hunter's entire 4th grade class groaned, but none so loudly as Rosemary. That was it. I was dead. Again. Keeping my head down, my gaze glued to my shoes, I slunk back to my seat, barely comforted by the pats Erica and Sophie gave me as I sat down.
"It's all right," Erica said. "I thought it was spelled that way, too."
But that didn't make me feel better, especially when I risked a glance over my shoulder and saw Rosemary staring right at me. Her eyes narrowed in a way that let me know that as soon as the spelling bee was over, I was a dead woman. The spelling bee ended as soon as Prince Peter spelled doctor correctly. It was O-R after all, which makes sense because doctors operate in an operating room called an O-R. So Mrs. Danielson's class was the one that got to celebrate, and Rosemary hated me more than ever, as was quickly proved when we were going out the gym doors to head upstairs to get our coats before walking home for lunch. And Rosemary leaned over and hissed, "I'm still going to kill you, Finkel. Don't think I forgot, because I haven't." Caroline, who was standing nearby, having been let out of the nurse's office, overheard her and gave me a serious look.
"Allie," she came over to me to whisper, "you have to tell Mrs. Hunter. If you won't, I will."
"No," I said. "It's okay, really. I have it all under control." Caroline gave me a weird look like, what are you talking about? No, you don't. But the last thing I wanted was Mrs. Hunter getting involved and punishing Rosemary again. That would only get Rosemary even more mad at me. Of course, pretending like you have things under control and actually having things under control are two very different things. This is a rule. This was made all too clear to us when we were filing out to lunch, and Peter Jacobs walked up while I was heading downstairs with Sophie, Caroline, and Erica. "Hi," Peter said to me. "I just wanted to say that I hope there's no hard feelings. I didn't think you'd strike out on something as easy as the word doctor, Allie." I felt my cheeks getting hot. I couldn't believe Prince Peter knew my name. But I guess it wasn't any big surprise, seeing how the class had been chanting it and all. I threw a glance at Sophie and saw that her face was as pink as I knew mine was probably turning. "The mother of Allie's future kitten is really sick," Erica told Peter quickly. "She's really worried about her. She's in the cat hospital." "Oh," Peter said, his expression going from teasing to concerned. "I'm really sorry. No wonder you had a hard time with a word like doctor. I hope she gets better soon."
Peter, I said. Oh my gosh, I almost called him Prince Peter. Beside me, I could hear Sophie trying not to burst into giggles. I had to keep my gaze on the ground to prevent myself from doing the same thing. Fortunately, Peter went away before we collapsed against each other in hysterical laughter.
"What's so funny?"
Kevin wanted to know, coming over to meet us so we could walk him home.
"Didn't you hear what she said?" Sophie asked, wiping laugh tears from her eyes.
"Never mind," Caroline said, taking Kevin's hand. "Come on, let's get you home."
"Aww,"
Kevin said, sad that he wasn't being let in on the secret.
"That was nice of Peter to say that about Lady Serena," Erica said as we walked out of the school.
"Yes," I said. I couldn't really feel too good about Peter's niceness, though, because it was in such sharp contrast with Rosemary's meanness. I mean, the part about how she was waiting to kill me. Plus, I was so worrying about the whole Lady Serena maybe probably dying part. When I got home for lunch, though, and was hanging up my coat, Mom came into the mudroom off the garage, which is where she'd decided we kids needed to start coming into the house, now that she knew Grandma was coming to visit at the end of the month. She was hoping it would keep some of our mess contained in one place, and said,
"Allie, I just got off the phone with Mrs. Hauser."
I swear, I think my heart must have skipped two beats at this news. "And?" I asked, hoping my prayers had been answered and I hadn't done all that worrying for nothing.
"And this morning at the vet's office, Lady Serena gave birth to 6 kittens," Mom said.
I caught my breath. 6 baby kittens?
Oh!
"But," Mom went on, a serious look on her face, "before you get too excited, they were born way, way too early, and the doctor isn't sure that they're all going to make it."
"Oh," I said in a different tone of voice, my hopes all fading.
"On the bright side," Mom said, "Lady Serena is going to be all right. That's what really matters to Mrs. Hauser. She's too small a cat to have been carrying that many kittens."
Well, that was true. Lady Serena was a very fragile, ladylike cat. "Do you think?" I asked, following Mom into the kitchen where she was making our lunch of microwave chicken noodle soup and cheese and crackers. "I could go over to the animal hospital to see the kittens? And Lady Serena, too, of course."
"Oh, no, honey," Mom said. "Mrs. Hauser said Lady Serena is in intensive care."
I couldn't help feeling more worried than ever. How was I going to be able to choose my kitten? Mrs. Hauser had promised me first pick from the litter. I know it was selfish to be thinking that way when they were still so little and sick. But when I mentioned this out loud, Mom said,
"Oh, honey, the kittens are still too tiny to even have opened their eyes. Mrs. Hauser says they're completely hairless."
"Like newts,"
Mark said cheerfully. "Shut up," I said. I was really, really mad at him all of a sudden. "Kittens are nothing like newts."
"They are when they're that little," Mark said, "and have no hair."
"They are not," I insisted. "Mom, make Mark stop it."
"Mark, stop teasing your sister," Mom said.
Allie, you're just going to have to be patient about your kitten. Mrs. Hauser is doing the best she can in a bad situation. Now sit down and eat. How was school today so far?
Allie lost the fourth grade spelling bee,
Kevin said conversationally as he shoveled cheese and crackers into his face.
In front of everyone, and a boy named Peter talked to her.
Fortunately, Kevin didn't know anything about Rosemary wanting to kill me. He hadn't overheard that part of the conversation. What little he'd said upset Mom enough. It's important that, when they ask, you tell your parents some stuff about what happened in school that day. But not everything. Because sometimes if you tell them everything, they call your teacher and complain, and that can make everything even worse. This had actually happened to me one time when a kid in second grade kept trying to kiss me on the playground at recess. Later, I figured out it was because he liked me. Ew. Also, ew! I told my mom, and she called the kid's mom, and his mom took away his PlayStation to punish him. And he was so mad about it that at recess he came up and knocked over the stick village I had made for the invisible people who lived in the dirt. I was very immature in the second grade and thought invisible people lived in the dirt on the playground. So, you have to be careful what you tell your mom. At least if she's the kind of mom who is just going to make things worse, like my mom sometimes does. This is a rule. Finally, Mom got done fussing over my losing the spelling bee in front of everyone and let me go so I could meet Erica outside. We walked slowly back to school together, shuffling through the dead leaves, while I told her about Lady Serena. Erica agreed it was unfair that I wasn't allowed to go to the animal hospital to see how Lady Serena was doing. I am actually extremely good around animals. I am the only one in our family who takes care of Marvin, our dog, except for Dad, who walks him. My help could totally be invaluable to the vet technicians. I once took a nail out of Marvin's paw pad. True, it hadn't been in that deep, but if left inside, it could have festered and caused an infection. How could Mom not have remembered? We met Sophie and Caroline by the stop sign at the corner, where she and Caroline turned off to go to their houses. Caroline said she felt a lot better now that her dad had given her some medicine for her stomach and that she was sorry she had let us all down. Sophie said the real problem wasn't Caroline and her losing the spelling bee to Prince Peter, but what we were going to do about Allie and Rosemary. What? I said as innocently as I could. There's no problem with Rosemary.
Allie, Caroline said, she's totally going to want to kill you after this. You lost the spelling bee for our class. You know how competitive she is.
We're just going to have to figure out a way to protect Allie, Erica said firmly. That's what queens do for one another, right?
Us? Sophie said. She looked a little scared. How are we going to do that? I mean, Rosemary's way bigger than we are, not to mention stronger.
Not if we stick together, Caroline said. Erica's right. We just have to be Allie's bodyguards and never leave her alone for a second on the playground. Rosemary won't dare try anything if we're around and can run for Mrs. Hunter.
You guys, I said, touched by this gesture. Really. My heart swelled with love for them. I couldn't believe how sweet they were being, especially considering I was just the new girl. They had to be the best friends I had ever had. Even if none of them had officially declared themselves my best friend.
You don't have to do that.
Yes, we do, Caroline said. That's what friends are for.
And queens, Erica said. Don't forget queens.
Sophie nodded, although she still looked a little scared. It's true, she said. I almost started to cry. I thought this was so nice of them, because it really is true. Friends and queens, don't let each other get beaten up. That's totally a rule.